Listen, we've got so much going on here. We've got Goodwill Pierre and
Councilman Larry
V. Green of the District K. What area does District K? First of all, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Smith.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Goodwill, you got those secret agent glasses on this morning.
It just makes me feel good. Thank you.
All right. Okay. What area does District K cover?
District K covers Reliance Stadium area. It covers Hiram Clark, Fort Bend, Houston, Braze Oaks, formerly Fondren Southwest area, Westbury area, South Braeswood area. So we take Reliance, we take Almeda, and then we go west and south.
And this is your first term? How long you been in office now?
This is my first term. We're going on year two.
Year two.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's been a great ride. We're getting a lot done. We're taking care of our neighborhoods, and we're moving our small businesses forward.
He's an excellent council member.
Yes. And you know, well, I've heard, yes.
And you know where the dining room is and all that stuff at the...
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. But you've got a big event coming up. The Government Procurement Connections conference is coming up shortly.
Yes, it is. You know, we're in our 20th year. I've been on Magic 102 many a times. Magic 102 is a big supporter. You're going to be broadcasting live on the 28th of March. But Government Procurement Connection is it's one of the nation's largest contracting fair, real-time contracting fair, where small minority women-owned businesses could learn how to master the maze with government contracting. When I say government, I mean like your local government here in Houston. We got the state governments and also the federal governments. All the different federal agencies will be represented, plus the prime contractors, the private companies that look to do business with federal with the government.
Well, that's good. Folks, our phone number is 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. I know you've been talking about how can I get my widgets and gadgets sold to some of these governmental entities. Well, these are the guys with the answers, so give us a call, and hopefully we can get your questions answered. Now, the event is going to be taking place at the GRB?
Absolutely.
Okay.
George R. Brown.
Okay. And what's the theme this year?
Making the right connections. That's the theme. It we're really trying to. We've always had themes that help empower our attendees. And the theme this year with Chairperson Helen Collier is making connections. And, you know, Councilmember Green is a board member. Is his second year as being board member. So, and he became a board member before he even started running for city council. And so his commitment for small women, minority-owned businesses has been there. It has not been there because he's a city council member. It's just carried over because he's a city council member. So I'm excited that he's on a board and is lending his strength and wisdom to empowering small minority women businesses.
Absolutely. We know that in order for our small businesses to grow and to prosper is that, you know, they have to have access to the decision makers. And what I love about GPC is that not only do you have the opportunity to meet the decision makers, but you have the opportunity to find out the process. A lot of our businesses get stuck because they don't understand what's involved in doing business. So GPC will walk you through the process of doing business with Metro or doing business with the airports or doing business with Harris County. So we're just excited to be a part of this.
And now, so tell us some of the entities that will be there represented.
Well, you have locally, you know, as always, our longtime friends, the Port of Houston, City of Houston, of course, Mayor's Office of Business Opportunities will be present there. Metro, Houston Airport System, NASA, Homeland Security on the federal side, HUD, EPA, the State of Texas, UTMB. Now, from the large prom, this is going to be exciting. United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, you know, they have that big international terminal. And United has a big Terminal B. They're still doing work, $100 million of work each project. Ooh. And then you have AECOM, which is another large prom.
Huge prom. Lockheed Martin, Boeing. And what's so important about this is that these primes understand that, you know, and I say it all the time, Houston is a majority-minority city.
Mm-hmm. Explain. Meaning
that there are more African Americans, more Latinos than Anglo individuals in the city. And so when you talk about public dollars and the public investment, the public needs to benefit as well. And so by allowing the primes to understand that we do have qualified minority businesses, that there are small businesses and women-owned businesses who do great work in the city, they just have not had the opportunity. And by coming with the Shore Force from a government side, but also from a corporate side, really kind of drives home the importance that the city, while the city of Houston is open for business, the city of Houston is open for business for everybody.
Yeah, I like that concept, open for business.
And of course, you also have to have a certain level of professionalism with your business to bring to the table, to bring to the, as you say, the primes, as you call them. So, Goodwill, talk about some of the workshops or learning process that helps refine some of the businesses that want to do business with government entities?
Val, that's an excellent question. You know, we've always had workshops that help people know how to market on a shoestring budget, workshops that will teach people, train people how to actually look out for contracts, you know, months in advance. One of our themes this year is the importance of joint venturing. Now, this is exciting. There's two exciting things about GPC. We look at a joint venturing from a minority or small business to a large prime. But do you realize that we overlook the fact that we can joint venture with each other? That means women-owned business, money, so that you can increase capacity and be kind of more marketable. That's what we miss. I want to say something, Val. These last 2 years, GPC has changed his whole concept. On the board of GPC, that's a policy board, we have some actual prime. So not only is Councilman Larry Johnson, not only is State Representative Ron Reynolds, not only are we have the small businesses like PPG and all that, but we have Parsons. Parsons, the person, Vice President Parsons, is our chair. We also have AECOM as a major. So we have those. We have KBR Matt Daniels as a member of the board. So you have these large corporate entities, not just talking a talk, but walking a talk, and they're actually investing their time so they can create an environment that helps small minority businesses to succeed.
Absolutely. And, you know, capacity is key, because when you start talking about a $2 billion bond deal we just did with HISD to revamp our schools, or a $500 million bond deal the city of Houston just did, as well as a multi-hundred million dollar bond deal we did with HCC, there's lots of work going on here in the city of Houston. There's lots of opportunity here in the city of Houston. And so this provides the forum to meet those individuals who will be making those decisions. But also, if your capacity is not where it needs to be, allow for joint ventures or some sort of coming together to go after this work that's happening here in the city.
And you also highlight a lot of the success stories that have been involved with the GPC every year. Your award ceremonies.
Yes, we do. We have that. And I'm glad that's a good segue. But I don't know, you must be reading the script. But
I was there last year.
Yeah, it
and
seems
I've been
like,
in the past, so it, I know
you
what
know,
you do.
Councilmember Green is here, but I really want to emphasize to your listeners, your millions of listeners, that we have a coalition of individuals and government entities, HISD. And their whole board of trustees have always supported GPC, and they're going to be in the house. We have Metro and all of their board and all of the individuals in Metro, Kim Williams, everyone, they are supportive of GPC. We have the Port of Houston and all their, I mean, we have a large support of not only the individuals, commissioners, and board members, but the individual small business workers and the employees and the buyers. Everyone is feeding into GPC. So when a person comes to GPC and sees the 135 and is going up, 36, 37 exhibitors there from different entities, these are people who are just excited to meet you, to shake your hand, and you have to be ready to tell them what you want to do. And I'll finish with this. Sometimes if you don't have a business, I always tell, don't be scared. You come there to find out what those people need and create your business. This is a learning opportunity as well. It's not for people. It goes from people who have the multi-million dollar businesses to people who are working 9 to 5. That's and right. Want to find out how to get out, but have no idea of what to do. And it's free. Did I say it's free?
No, you didn't say it's free.
Because this is a prime networking opportunity event.
You know what? It was free for the first 15 years. Then we decided to change the script and see if we can charge a little bit. And then we've had so many sponsors that we decided to go back to free. And we have so many government entities. The IRS is going to be there telling people, helping people with their stuff. I mean, people scared the IRS. The IRS has been a supporter of GPC from the beginning. Homeland Security, the whole federal executive board has been a sponsor, a supporter of GPC, and they will actually be on the ground looking to find out how they could do business with small minority women businesses.
Well, how do people register?
Well, it's very easy. If they'd like to register, they could just go to the website at HoustonGPC.TicketLeap.com.
Now, let me help you. Let me give you. Just go to HoustonGPC.org.
Okay, make it easy. Make it easy. Click on the link.
Yeah, click on the link. People try to scribble driving and swerving head to church, but
HoustonGPC.org.
Yeah, all right. And they'll be able to hook you up, and you'll be able to see a picture of a Councilmember Green there smiling and everything like that with a big contract in his hand. hit on the big contract, and he'll hook you up.
We gotta make our small and minority business. We gotta make millionaires with our small and minority owned businesses. So that's the job, and that's what we're dedicated to do. And I also have to give a shout out to Helen Carrier. She has worked tirelessly in putting this event together. If you hear all of the vendors that'll be there, all the government agencies that's going to be there, she has just worked to make this a huge and successful event. And so props out to Helen for great work that she's done. And we're just very excited about this upcoming week.
Now, this is going to be a 2-day affair, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the first day, you know, the exhibit is set up, and then we're going to have a reception, as we always do, so people can come and mix and mingle. We're going to have some awards given. I think NASA is going to give out their awards at the reception. Mm. And then because there's so many, and they want to give their awards at the reception and their sponsors. And then the next day, we have a breakfast. That morning, and there's going to be more awards and more recognition given, a couple of surprises too. And then that afternoon, that morning, we're going to have some of the industry-focused workshop. I'm speaking at an aviation workshop, and we're going to have also the transportation. We're going to have engineering workshop. We're going to have procurement workshops. And then we have the exhibitors and the vendor booths as well.
Now, what's the face-to-face? What's that about?
Face-to-face is opportunity for actual prime contractors or business entities that actually have ready-made contracts or ready-made opportunities to individually meet with business owners and actually sit and talk with them and communicate with them, and so that you can get to know them. So you have like several bites of the apple. You have the reception where you can come and mix and mingle and grin and grip. Those individuals there, you have the actual opportunities in the workshops and event, and then you have the face-to-face opportunity where you can actually meet one-on-one for 10 minutes, no one but you and the person making the decisions in front of you, and you got to make it happen.
There are several huge capital projects that are going on here in the city of Houston. We have the downtown hotel that's about to be constructed. We have Southwest Airlines expanding the terminal over at Hobby. We have the expansion at Intercontinental Airport. We have the schools going on. We have HCC building new campuses. There's just a lot of activity going on. So this is the opportunity to meet with those individuals one-on-one and talk to them about their project to see how you or your business can fit.
Well, it sounds like the GPC is the place to be.
That's a good rhyme. Good rhyme. He was
like
waiting
that,
for that.
Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. All right. Well, but gentlemen, we want to really thank you for coming in today because this is a very important event for all the small businesses out there, folks. I know. I hope you've been listening. I hope you've been taking notes. Don't forget, this is a free event. It's 2 days, so make sure you put that on your What's Happening calendar. It's at the George R. Brown Convention Center, and the dates once again are
March 27th and March 28th.
And your website, one more time.
HoustonGPC. Let's do it together. I like how to.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that. HoustonGPC.org.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Follow us on Twitter, too, at HoustonGPC, at HoustonGPC, or Facebook, Government Procurement Connections.
All right. Goodwill Pierre and Councilman Larry Green, thank you very much for being a part of the program this morning on Sunday Morning Live.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, 102.